cooks in the kitchen, there's all the coolers, cooks in the kitchen.
Times there's, yeah.
The stove.
You have chefs.
Chefs.
But.
I used to work in a restaurant where there was a walk-in freezer, and I'd go and you'd go in and you'd stuff like the whole caramel frozen apple pie. Like, you know, you'd eat it in there real quick.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. It was just a nice memory there.
You were like 18 years old?
Yeah. Probably 35.
You could probably swallow those things whole when they dig.
Yeah.
And then look for dinner.
And stack all the boxes up and make a little throne to sit on.
That's what we, or you'd sit, yeah, you'd sit on, or hide over those plastic buckets of stuff. You'd sit on a plastic bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Chill out, literally. Yeah.
Had the knob on the inside you had to push if you got locked in. So,
yeah.
So you get out. All right. Anyway.
Are we back on at the end?
We are.
Well, okay.
Push the
idea.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time and caucus. We went through what you gave, the materials that you gave us, Jonathan. And we think we understand them, and we're going to bring them all back. You know, I mentioned to Tom in an email that prior to setting the 18th, I got a kind of unmovable conflict that came up on my calendar, which really has to do with FAU. So I can't do the 18th, but we have dates for your consideration in January and February if you want to look at some alternatives.
Okay. Was there any feedback or thoughts on the content of anything that you want?
I think I have to take all of that back, John.
Okay. No. Yeah, that's fine. The one additional component I should have mentioned too is that. With these position codes, with the clinical professor codes, mm-hmm. I'm meeting, and Anita, you might be at this meeting too on Friday with George Ellenberg. Are you on that
yes,
meeting?
Okay, I will be there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The university has already hired people as clinical assistant professors as non-tenure line, but because these position codes have not been initiated yet, they've been hired as 9,003 assistant professors, mm-hmm. right? So which the contract says have to be tenure eligible. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is creating a conflict with the contract that we're going to have to get figured out.
And I don't know what the purpose of the meeting is on Friday, and I don't know if that comes up at that meeting or not.
Okay. But that it's kind of to discuss that conflict. But it's also to say that there's nothing intrinsically that makes these clinical positions tenure eligible or not tenure eligible. You know, like when we've proposed them here, it's not tenure eligible because we think that's the preference of the university, but you could also look at those as tenure eligible. Okay. But we have another date on here already. February 1st was already on the list at 3:45. So that one has already been signed off on. And we're really kind of falling far behind in our full book.
Bargaining. 3:45 p.m. Well, we've been dealing with a few transitions.
Yeah. I mean, if you just want to sign everything, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
This is.
I don't have that on my calendar. Do you have that on your calendar?
No.
Well, she certified through those three dates simultaneously.
Was that back when Mary Ann was? I think Mary Ann was doing it, and
those were the three that were sent out initially.
All right. Well, let me jumble all this up for a second. We sat down and we looked at all of our calendars, and these are the dates that we have available.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you these dates, and then if any of these work out, because. February 1st wasn't one of the dates that we had been.
I think what happened, Jonathan, was Mary Ann wasn't experienced with this, okay. And I don't think she checked Mike's calendar when she set the dates. She did check mine. I do have a note of it here, but I don't think she checked Mike's. Okay. She needed to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no, is she still going to be the person who we
discover?
Who's doing it?
I think I'll be doing public noticing, if that's what you mean, but not scheduling.
Scheduling.
Yeah, we'll probably have Tiffany do it or Mary Ann, but in any event,
okay, just let us know. So what dates do you have?
We have January 23rd after 3:30.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, 3:45 work great for me because okay. I've got a handoff kit. So those are ideal times.
Okay, January 24th, okay all day. Okay. Or January 27th after 1:30.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
And now,
so we think we want to try for one day that week. That'd be the goal.
If we could do that.
Yeah.
Instead of the first.
Well, I can't do the 27th.
Me too.
The 23rd and 20th.
Let's do 24th then.
You're doing
24th?
Yeah, let's do 24th.
I can't do the 24th. I've got bargaining at graduates, FFMU graduate assistants.
Do you want me to cancel that for you, Tom?
No.
Do the 24th?
No. I've got, well, we did the morning maybe because I have.
Jonathan can't do the morning.
Yeah, for me, I got to do afternoon.
No, see, I've got bargaining.
Okay, that what about the 23rd?
Yeah, I'm good all day.
I'm there too. All day. After
3:30.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
So the 23rd at like 3:45?
Yep. Now we have this. We have some dates in February. We have the 7th and 8th, but both of those are in the morning, and so that's not good for you, right?
Yeah. Plus, I'm leaving for a conference that week.
What about Monday the 20th? We could do that after 3:30.
It's President's Day. I mean, that's funny by me.
I said the same thing. I said it's President's Day.
For some reason, I have it three times on popping up on my phone. But I don't know. I mean, if the university's open, that's fine by me.
Well. I would suggest, if we do it on the 20th, each of us could come dressed as our favorite president.
I love that idea.
That sounds good.
I'd be in Boston thinking about you this stuff.
I could do it at 3:45 on the 20th, February 20th.
All right.
Dressed as Trump.
Yeah. I was going to say, somebody ought to dress as Putin. Yeah.
Rasputin.
Rasputin, that's right. Rasputin. So we got the February the 20th. Is that right?
That's the guy.
3:45, all right.
All right, now we don't want to get too close to one. What about 27th of February at like...
Isn't that kind of close to the 20th?
I know, but we want to try to get 2 dates in on February. The 28th.
I'm good.
That's Tuesday.
28th is that?
Both are fine with me. 7 and 8.
Any time with that.
28th is probably a little better.
Okay.
Same time, 3:45.
Okay, possible. So our lineup now is going to be 1:23, 3:45, 2:20, 3:45, and 2:28, 3:45.
Yep.
Good. This will give us some time to get into the substance of all of this. And,
okay.
You know, we might have a new team member by then because okay. We're planning on adding someone to replace Brendan.
Oh yeah, sure.
The just let me run out real quick in mind. The SPE items.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we go to kind of touch on those for a quick second if you
sure,
have time? Okay. So the things that we've added in here is language about. Because the SPE criteria is based on tenure criteria, right? And so we already have language in the tenure article that says if tenure criteria is changed, if you have 3 years of credit towards tenure criteria, you can keep that tenure criteria or move on to something else. So we think potentially the contract could justify or already be connected to the SPE, but we propose language that embeds it directly. So it just says, if you have 3 years credit towards your SPE, you can choose either that mm-hmm. when tenure criteria is revised, right? So mm-hmm. So that was one of the things. We were pointing out, when a faculty member utilizes the one-time, one-year postponement, then they would also declare at that time if their next SPE stays on the regular schedule or if all of additional SPEs move forward 1 year. Right?
Okay.
Because you can only do that postponement at one time. And people are going to be doing it for different reasons. Some people strategically for how it fits with other like promotion things. Some people because they won't need more time. So that's something that we felt like needed clarification. If we think it's beneficial, if a faculty member enters into drop or phased retirement, if they're formally in that, there's not a lot of benefit to do an SPE for them. If you go through the whole process and they get a performance improvement plan and then they retire like that year, right, by the time the performance improvement plan were to kick in. So we're proposing that if a faculty member is in drop or phased retirement, that the SBE would be optional at the faculty member's discretion. There was question about what happens if they go up for SBE and promotion during the same year, right? Because that potentially could happen. So we're saying if a faculty member goes up for promotion and SBE simultaneously in the same year and both of them are successful, the amount of the SBE tier salary increase will be at the new rank, right? Because you get paid more for it as a full professor than an associate's, right? But there are situations in which I can imagine someone is successful in the promotion and not in the SBE, and vice versa, where they're successful in the SBE and not in the promotion, based on how long that window is between the promotion. And oh yeah, this is something we've already fixed. Is initially the language says that the dossier for the file will mirror the tenure and promotion dossier. And so the tenure promotion dossier says all of your teaching evaluations since your last promotion. So there's something like Rai went up for SBE 2 years ago. And so if you'd followed that language to the letter, that meant he was full professor, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago? He would have had to have included 25 years of teaching evaluations when the SBE is only designed to cover the 6 years in which you're evaluated. Right. And so this is language just clarifying that you're including the 6 years that you're being evaluated for. Mine is actually the opposite, because I went up early for full professor last year, which was based on a 5-year window. And then my SPEs this year, so the SPE window is actually longer than my, or because I was promoted last year, it means I would submit a total of 1 or no years of evaluation, since that was my last promotion.
Last
year. So anyway, we've already corrected that informally, but the contract needs to reflect it.
Good.
This is the biggest question, I think.
Okay.
Now, the contract language right now says the faculty member's dossier for SPE shall be submitted to the faculty member's department chair for review and a recommendation to the dean. The dean will ask the college personnel committee for a recommendation, and the dean will make a separate review and recommendation to the provost, right? It's a 3-minute process. That's all it says right now. This says the recommendations of the chair, college personnel committee, and dean will be submitted to the provost, who will conduct a separate review and make a final decision. Right now, that has been interpreted differently in the different colleges at different points. Right, and so some chairs and college personnel committees have been instructed only to comment on whether or not the file meets tenure criteria or not, and not to make a recommendation of tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3, right? Just to basically say yes or no, and that the dean would retains the right to propose a tier, tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3, right? And so the college personnel committees and some college personnel committees and department chairs have been instructed not to comment on whether or not that reviewing body sees it as a tier 1 or tier 2, but just simply to say yes or no. Now, we don't think that is fully reflected in the language of the contract. We think a natural reading of that language in our the spirit of that negotiation was that each group would make a full independent review. So we're proposing language that clarifies that, right? So it just we've proposed adding them there. The department chair, dean, and college personnel committee will each make an independent recommendation as to whether the faculty member's dossier fails to meet, satisfies, or clearly exceeds the university and departmental tenure standards, right? And that's the language reflected in the three tiers, tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. So that's a point I think there's been a lot of discussion about within the colleges about review. And then the only other thing that we've added here is when someone goes through a performance improvement plan and is successful in that performance improvement plan, we believe that they, at that time, they should receive the tier 2, the lower salary increase, right? And so if they go through that, the goal of a performance improvement plan is to bring someone up to the tenure standards, right? And so tier 2 reflects meeting those tenure standards, right? So we're proposing that they would get a salary increase equal to the lower level, and then they will also need to designate if their next SPE is going to be 6 years from the completion of the performance improvement plan, or is going to maintain on its original schedule. Because here's what could happen. So imagine, you know, faculty member goes up for SPE, they receive a performance improvement plan based on their teaching, right? And the performance improvement plan says, I want to see 3 years of good teaching evaluations, right? So they complete that 3 years, and they successfully complete that performance improvement plan. The question then becomes, is their next SPE in 3 years, right? You know,
right.
Or does it? Is it going to be 6 years from that completion date?
Right.
And we're saying that that should be up to the faculty. At that time of successful completion, they would designate. You know, is it going to be, you know, on schedule or also postponed?
Okay.
So anyway, I thought it'd be helpful as we had time to kind of talk through.
Some things. I don't have any questions about. Any of those clarifications to the contract language. I think they were clear as time.
Okay, good. Well, and also, it's as we said, these are not changes to the system. It's just clear for things that have come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
So she can go ahead and notice these. You guys can go ahead and notice these dates. Like, you don't have to contact us. We're good by these days.
All right, good. All right. Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah, oh yeah.